Michael Gowdy, and I'm a Berwick High School student presently doing a Year 12 history option on the history of St. Michael's Church, Berwick. To help me with my research, I'm interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Glassford, both members of the parish for many, many years. How long have you been part of the parish?
I've been a member of St. Michael's since 1947, the year I married my husband.
He has been a member since the 1930s and remembers the original wooden church, which was erected in 1878 and blessed and opened in that year by Archbishop Gould. The church was first named St. Joseph's but later changed to St. Michael's. There was no Catholic school, no altar boys were trained. The Mass was celebrated only once a week, the priest travelling from Dandenong. Napier arrived fresh from college and served on the altar for many years. He says he remembers the church being lit by kerosene lamps.
They worked on chain pulley, and if they weren't pulled up high enough, tall parishioners would knock their heads and shake the lamps.
Mrs. Glassford, how many churches have there been?
Three churches, the wooden one I've already described, and the brick one, opened and blessed by Archbishop Mannix. That's the one used as a hall now. And the new one, opened in 1984 by Bishop Darcy.
Why was the new church built?
The new church was built to accommodate the ever-growing and expanding congregation. In the late 50s, many Dutch people arrived with very large families.
Miss Glassford, why was the new church placed where it was?
The new church was built on land owned by the church, from Peel Street to where the presbytery now stands. Later, the land with residents, now the presbytery, was purchased through to Bain Street, thus making the area where the convent and schools now stand all church property.
How many priests have there been at St. Michael's over the years?
There have been four parish priests at St. Michael's. Reverend Father Wedge came in 1956, the first priest. He was killed whilst flying the plane, his plane, which crashed in the Menzies Creek area. The Reverend Father Paulson, who did a lot of, a lot of the groundwork in establishing the first Catholic school at St. Michael's. He was also a very keen advocate of catechetics in the government schools. I was one of the teachers, or quite a few of us. And when Berwick was severed from the Melbourne diocese to be part of the Sale diocese, he protested and asked other priests to join him in appealing against the severance and was transferred to Glenroy in the Melbourne Diocese. Then came Reverend Father Todd, he came next, and was loved by all. By this time the parish had grown too large for only one Mass, and each week... and each weekend extra priests came from the Auxilium College at Listerfield to assist Father Todd, who had Cranbourne as well as St. Michael's. He was very fond of the Cranbourne people and asked the bishop if Cranbourne became a parish on its own, if he could be parish priest there. He was very disappointed when he was transferred to Bairnsdale, but later on his wish was granted and he was transferred to St. Agatha's, where he spent his remaining years. May his dear soul rest in peace. He died over there. Now, as you know, we have, as one priest informed me, the Prince of Peace, Monsignor Gallagher, who was instrumental in the building of the present St. Michael's.
Did the church ever work as a refuge?
The only time the school was a refuge during the night of the Ash Wednesday bushfires.
Where did most people come from in the early days to use St. Michael's?
The congregation came from Upper Beaconsfield, Narre Warren, as well as North and East. Beaconsfield, Harkaway, officer as far as Whiteside Road.
Was Berwick a big Catholic region?
No, it was not a Catholic region until fairly recently. Recently in the 60s. Many large families came to live in the district, including the Dutch families. It was really known as a rather bigoted area.
Mm. What major changes have you seen happen at the church?
The major changes have been the advancement in establishing the Catholic schools. The first school was held in the old hall, built by volunteer parish men, by volunteers, parish men under an expert's advice.
What Catholic churches have been built around the Dandenong Cranbourne Packham area that you know of?
Narre Warren became a parish. A new church was erected at Pakenham, Cranbourne and Narre Warren.
With the new churches, what impact did it have on the Berwick parish?
Although Narre Warren has its own church and school, where a good number of St Michael's congregation lived, the church is packed for four masses every weekend.
What involvement have you had with the church personally?
Oh, quite a lot, really. Like, my husband helped in the building of the hall. And
that was for the school, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That for the church, we had a gang of... Oh, gang's not the right word, is it? A group of ladies who did the cleaning. And gradually, as different ones came, we roped them in. And I was a catechist for about 25 years, I think.
Does that mean you give out the communion, doesn't it?
No, teaching RI.
Right.
I taught down here at Beaconsfield School, and then the nuns had to go away. They used to take the Saturday morning schools.
Mm-hmm.